Chapter 7. What We Teach Our Children. Unintended Instruction at School. What are the unintended lessons children are learning in the corporate-branded schools of the 21st century? Rod Page, America's recent Secretary of Education, had signed a $5 million contract with the Coca-Cola Company while in his position of Houston's Superintendent of Schools. We are a consuming public. Conspicuous consumption and brand loyalty are our trademarks as Americans. Shop till you drop, children. Do these lessons serve our children? Quote, corporate persuaders drum their products for sandwiches, soft drinks, designer jeans, and sneakers in the schools, chaining our children to their brands. They have learned their lessons from the tobacco kingmakers, who prove that rounding up, corralling, and branding children reward the winners with lifelong loyalty. Every fourth child is now obese due to obesity rates doubling in the past decade among young kids and tripling among adolescents. According to Satcher, obesity is the leading cause of type 2 diabetes among kids and is a cause of asthma, another epidemic among our urban children. End quote. David Strand's book, Nation Out of Step. Quote, 4 of every 5 public schools are in violation of a federal law that limits fat content in school lunches to a maximum of 30% of total calories. End quote. Barry Yeoman's Unhappy Meals, Mother Jones Magazine from 2003. The World Watch Institute states that obesity-related conditions cost the U.S. 12% of its health budget in the 1990s, some $118 billion, more than double the $47 billion attributable to smoking. Quote, another casualty for children is the effect of diets high in fats and sugars on dental health. Tooth decay is prevalent in more than half of all children ages 6 to 8, and in two-thirds of all 15-year-old kids. According to Dr. Satcher, food-related disease is a silent epidemic affecting our school children. Unfortunately, we do not have the dental care system that has been implemented all over Northern Europe, 9 countries, 150 million people, where public schools are typically staffed with dentists and dental chairs. In fact, it is normal for the European Universal Healthcare approach to include free preventative dental health care for all people through the age of 18. Taxpayers foot the bill, but the total cost is far less because more costly corrective care is prevented. End quote, David Strand, Nation Out of Step. Over 8 million Americans have some form of eating disorder. We have built into our educational system the teaching of bad eating habits, which fuels our food-obsessed culture and leads to sickness and disease. Are we so poor a nation that we must allow our children to be sold out to the advanced manipulation of the major manufacturers of pop, candy, jeans, and junk foods within our schools? Is the contracting of unhealthy food products and their sale and advertising in our schools a good bargain for our society or our children? Or, by facilitating the significant increase in fats and sugars that are known to increase type 2 diabetes, asthma, obesity, and a multitude of other diseases, have we made a deal with the devil? Will it cost us more to treat people for these illnesses than it would have to use wisdom in selecting the policies for foods and advertising in our schools? Quote, the failure of educators to think critically about the impact of school commercialization on the quality of schools is a terrible ethical lapse. It's time for the education establishment to think twice before it sells out its students to the highest bidder. End quote. The Nation, 2001. Call to action. Public schools can impact abused and neglected children more than any other force in their lives. If the schools are well-run and well-funded, children flourish. Support education any way you can. Public schools are the most basic level of government. Administrators are easy to reach. Call a school superintendent and ask what they think the community needs to do to show support. Let them know that you support them in their efforts and appreciate the good things that they do. Make sure they know what you stand for. Schools can do so much for life skill building and be a place for kids with troubled home lives to prosper. A wealth of volunteers is waiting to be tapped. Organize. Social momentum is a powerful force. the difference between community malaise and a powerful neighborhood movement can be the efforts of one energized person. Help to be or find that person.